Healing Light takes you on a journey. A journey where you'll explore the nuances of energy. You'll visit the angelic realms and study the ancient wisdom and teachings of spirituality. We want you to reach within and discover the magnificent being that you came here to be. We help shine God's divine healing light by bringing love, light, and blessings into your world. And now, here is the host of Healing Light, Terry Van Horn.
Welcome to Healing Light. This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to thank you so much for being with us today and for joining us on Om Times Radio FM, which we're really excited to be a part of this now. Now, for those who aren't that familiar with me, some people have called me a spiritual mentor, which kind of sounds like a really lofty title to me, so I'm kind of working my way into that one. But actually, I am a Reiki master healer and teacher. I specialize in working with distant healing, color, crystal, vibrational healing, and I do intuitive readings and counseling. I also work with an amazing and beautiful consortium of angels and guides who call themselves the Fifth Element. Now, I've written several books. I have Chakras, which is all about the major, the minor chakras, the spiritual chakras, all the advanced ones, and how to work with them and how to keep them healthy yourself. I have 365 Days of Blessings, which is like a daily devotional. Harness the Power of the Light, which is all about psychic protection, not only for you, but your home, your family, your possessions, everything. I have Manifesting the Life You Desire, which helps you identify those things that you came here to be and do, and helps you get on the road to actually going down that path. I have The Magic of Crystals, which tells you all about the basics of crystals, how and why they work for us. There's a little bit of science in there, but not too much, but it's enough to let you understand really how crystals work. And this book also gives you some great ideas and ways to work with crystals. And then I have The Mystery of Crystals, which is much more advanced. This one is about the higher vibrational stones and special ways to work with them. Now, you can find all of these titles on Amazon, or you can find them on my website, which is healinglightonline.com. You can also find me on Facebook, and the keywords are Healing Light Online. And it's really exciting because we're very, very close to hitting the 2 million fan mark. And so I'm really excited about that. Now, today we're going to talk about toxic relationships. You know, toxic relationships can bring the strongest of us down. And particularly, we're coming into the holiday season, and a lot of the people who will be your emotional and spiritual triggers will be at those family gatherings. So I thought, you know, this is a good time to talk about this so that you can really recognize those toxic relationships and learn and figure out what to do with it and how to make it work for you. Now, you know, the first thing we need to do is to define what is a toxic person. Now, some people refer to them as psychic vampires, which is someone who, when you have an encounter with them, whether it's in person, an email, phone call, whatever, you just feel completely drained of energy. You know, and if you see the phone ringing and their name's on caller ID, you just kind of roll your eyes and say, oh God, I do not have the energy for this. That's a psychic vampire. We all have them. As a matter of fact, we even have moments in our lives where we drain other people's energy. But there's a difference between a moment and a lifetime. And that's what we're going to talk about, are really the people who do this for a lifetime. But let's talk about that momentary time when we are psychic or energy vampires. You know, you've woken up not feeling really well rested. You're running to get to work. You get stuck in traffic, so now you're late to work. You get to the office, everybody in the world's been looking for you because you were like 3 minutes late, and your day goes downhill from there. We've all had those days. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. We've had times where everything just seemed to, no matter what you touched, it was falling apart. So what do? You go and you call up a friend and you talk to them, and they immediately, you know, start talking to you and making you feel better. Well, what happened is you were drained of energy. And in talking to your friend and communicating with them, they were giving you some of their energy and their support. That was an exchange of energy that you both agreed to doing. Because you know that somewhere down the road, your friend is going to have one of those days, they're going to call you, and we're going to reverse the process. You know, this happens in friendships and relationships all the time. And when it's reciprocal and it's not continuous, then that's just part of having a relationship and being friends or being companions. That's not as bad. But there are other people who will just come in and just drain you completely. Now, the other word for these people can be drama queen. Now, that works for both genders, by the way. It's not necessarily just a female thing. Now, when we're dealing with drama queens, you know, we've got the ones who are like, you know, the Debbie Downers, where everything is just so awful all the time. And, you know, nothing works right. Nobody likes me. You know, I'm never going to get anywhere. You know, a lot of us have these moments or a day like this. But, you know, Debbie Downers, that's their entire life. And so whenever you're talking to them, it's just like they are sucking the air out of your lungs. You know, you feel it. You don't realize it sometimes, but then once you start figuring it out, it's like, my gosh, you know, I am so drained every time I talk to her or him. I have a headache every time we connect. You know, that's telling you right there that you are being completely drained by that person. Now, we also have the person who is just frantic all the time. You know, I mean, they're going like 200 miles an hour, 30 different directions, and everything is frantic. Everything is urgent. Everything is just over the top. Well, they are also draining your energy because they're using so much of their own. Now, we all know people like that. People who are psychic vampires or toxic people don't necessarily realize what they're doing. Now, there are definitely people who do it intentionally. But what we're talking about today is the ones that are unintentional. The people who just drain you and suck the life out of you. And, you know, every time you have an encounter with them. Unfortunately, a lot of times, unless you're a hermit living out in the middle of nowhere, you don't have a choice. Some of these people you have to interact with. But we can do it, and we can do it successfully. Now, there are other people who are also energy drained or toxic. You know, the ones who are ill. You know, when you go to the hospital to visit someone, or even if you just go to the hospital for a blood test or a doctor's appointment, you ever notice how drained you feel afterwards? Like you do not have just the slightest amount of energy to do much of anything else? That's because people who are ill and in a hospital. They need that energy and that life force desperately to get well. And so subconsciously, they are draining the energy from anyone who comes through. Again, not something that they mean. It's not intentional. It's just something that happens because their body and their soul need that energy so desperately. So whenever I go to the hospital to see someone, I definitely make sure that I do plenty of psychic protection, because otherwise I can get, you know, just totally wiped out. Now, we do have others who can really, really drain us on an energetic level. You know, we have people who have emotional issues, you know, people who are in depression. You know, those who are depressed, they have a lot of issues going on, a lot of things. They have no self-esteem. You know, they are definitely the ultimate Debbie Downer, but they may not always show it. But they definitely will drain the life out of you when you're around them. Those who have other issues, maybe someone who is bipolar, or if someone is a narcissist, those really get you. Those are bad. If you ever get around someone who has that personality disorder, run and run fast. You know, unfortunately, I've had to deal with that with close relatives, and I learned that I really had to be careful with it. But now when we get back, we're going to talk about some of these issues and ways that we can work to make it something that's actually a plus for us. And that's how we get ourselves much, much stronger.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
To be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
You're listening to OTR-FM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
About people who are toxic and how we have to deal with these relationships. Sometimes it's in people that are really close to us. Other times, it's people on the peripheral. Those are easy to deal with. But it's the ones that are close to us where we have issues and challenges. Now, we've talked about, you know, how someone can drain your energy. But let's think about the people who do have issues, who really do have a significant problem. You know, and that would be someone who has depression. I mean, people who are depressed, whether it is actually diagnosed or not, they have a lot of symptoms and a lot of problems. And because of that, they end up really being energy vampires. They will pull that energy, you know, and just suck it out of you because they so desperately need it. But, you know, when you're talking to someone who's like this, think about the problems that they have. They have like fatigue, so they don't have much energy. They've given it all away. And so they need more, so they're going to pull it from someone else. Now, they have self-esteem issues where they feel like they're not worthy. So again, they need that energy to feel that solar plexus chakra. Sometimes they're not able to sleep. They can't concentrate or focus. You know, they have so many different energies and so many things going on in their head that they can't go straight in a direction. Now, obviously, people have this on different levels. Some are mild, some are really significant. But all of them will end up draining you tremendously when you're around them. Now, the worst people that I've been around are the narcissist. You know, now this is really becoming a diagnosis. And because it's a really destructive way for someone to deal with other people. You know, the narcissist is basically all about me. So everything has to be centered around them, you know, focused on them. They demand energy and they just come in and just suck it in and create an enormous vortex. You know, I feel like at the center of every black hole is a narcissist, just sucking the life out of everything around them. Now, these people can be incredibly charming. They can be just your absolute dream person because they are so amazing. Until you actually really get into a relationship with them. And then they start letting you know that, you know, they are really, really special. And you are basically fortunate to be in their presence. They are so envious, so jealous, so insecure that they really drain everyone around them because you have to keep feeding that energy. They have to have it. And, you know, it's kind of like a junkie. They've got to have more and more and more energy. And that just feeds their ego. Unfortunately, you know, if we could start feeding their soul and their spirit a little bit more, they wouldn't have as much of a problem. But there are a lot of people out there who really have these, a lot of the symptoms and characteristics of the narcissist. I think our society has really, really created a lot of them. But, you know, they're these people who, you know, they love to be the center of attention. And they make you feel very, very special to be around them. And that's great, except that they're draining you. And they turn into complete control freaks, who are definitely their own category, too. When you're dealing with control freaks, they, too, are going to drain you. So what are you going to do? You know, how do we deal with all of this? Well, there are a couple of different things and ways to do it. One, of course, is working with psychic protection, and we will be talking about that in a little while. But another thing is, first of all, if you have a lot of these people in your life, and some of them are voluntary, you know, I mean, sometimes we're born in to these relationships with people who do not have a healthy sense of themselves. And that is extremely detrimental, particularly if you're born to parents who are this way. You know, I was born, unfortunately, to someone who had very strong characteristics of a narcissist and who is supremely insecure. So everything was a constant attack because she wanted to tear me down so that I was at the level that she felt she was at. And people will do that. And we have to realize what it is and what is going on. Now, obviously, as a child, I didn't get it. I thought every single thing that I did was horrible and that I was a really, really bad person. And it wasn't until I got much older, like out of the house older, that I realized that people really thought I was kind of nice and okay. And that I wasn't nearly as bad as I had been told. But see, she controlled every aspect of my life, including limiting my ability to connect with others and would not allow me to connect and have friends. So that she controlled basically every thought. All my feelings and emotions were pretty much tied up in how I was being related to and treated, and how she was just sucking the energy out of me. Now, once I moved away, got a sense of myself, and then started trying to relate to her and talk to her about things, which didn't go well because the narcissist does not admit to ever being wrong. So after 30 years of trying very, very hard to work with her, I finally had to break things off and just not connect with her anymore. When I did, my personal energy was boosted tremendously. Chronic illnesses that I had went away magically. The migraines that I suffered every single day of my life disappeared, all gone. Because I finally had my own energy back. This is how much these people can affect you. They can make you physically ill and emotionally ill if you don't protect yourself from them. Now, I will say that I have seen her because I will occasionally attend family events where she attends. And because I now know all about psychic protection, if she gets near me, she will not attack me anymore. She just can't find the words to say to attack me. And she can't be near me for more than about 2 or 3 minutes. And then she has to take off and go another direction. And, you know, the bad person in me laughs and thinks it's really kind of funny because it's about time. I don't do anything mean or abusive. I'm always very nice and gracious. But she can't tolerate the energy because she can't take it away anymore. So we have to realize that when we're dealing with people like this, they can affect us dramatically. They can drain us of all of our energy, our feelings, our emotions, our ability to know who we are. And that's something that we have to be very, very careful about. Now, the other thing is that, you know, we bring and invite in people who are like this into our lives. And that's where we need to really analyze and see what's going on. Because we will date someone, or heaven forbid, marry someone who drains us energetically, who may not be a narcissist, but they may be someone who likes to control. They may be someone who will kind of mess with you as far as self-esteem or emotions. They will go and drain us of energy when we're around them. They start off fabulous, and then things start changing after a while. And so those people also come into our lives for a reason. One is because a lot of times we're just blindsided and we're looking for the good aspects and we don't see the negative aspects of who they might be. And some of them are just very good at hiding it. But the other reason is that sometimes they're here in our lives to show us certain things that we need to pay attention to. They're here to teach us some lessons. And that's one of the things that we really need to focus on when we're around toxic people and we have toxic relationships. Because unfortunately, these people are in our lives for a reason. And so what we'll do in the next section is we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But the main thing is to recognize it, to learn the patterns, and make sure, number one, that you're not like that, and number two, that you're not pulling in someone who has those symptoms or those characteristics. So we'll be back and talk about why this happens.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM radio network.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
About toxic relationships. And so far we've talked about what really kind of constitutes a toxic person or a toxic relationship and why some of these happen. But now let's talk about why it happens to you. You know, sometimes we get wrapped up where we are just completely surrounded by people who are energy vampires. You know, it doesn't matter who it is. So, you know, people are just draining your energy. Whether it's family members, friends, people that you work with, you know, everybody around you is just sucking you dry. So, what's going on? Why are you attracting all of this? Now, that was a big lesson for me, because not only did I have to deal with the mom with the insecurity and the whole narcissistic personality, then I ended up marrying someone who was very similar to that. And, you know, my mom was very mean-spirited. She was very vicious about everything that she did. But my husband wasn't. He was like Mr. Nice Guy. But it was still there underneath. So I had to really, you know, just kind of take stock one day. And unfortunately, it took me quite a few years to actually figure this out and understand it. And I was like, why is everybody around me draining me and so critical? Why is it that no matter what I do, globally, it seems, it's not right, it's not good enough, it's not acceptable? I know I'm not that bad of a person. None of us are, you know? So I had to see why this was happening and why this was being attracted into my life. You know, Esther Hicks and Abraham always tell us that like attracts like. And it does. I mean, this has been proven over and over in the world of science, and particularly in physics. So what was attracting all this to me? Well, in my case, I will, you know, be open and say I was attracting this because it was triggering my own insecurity. It was causing it, but it was triggering it. And one of my life lessons, obviously, was the fact that I needed to get out of that cycle, because I was in that cycle really deep, to have a mom, a parent that way, and to have a spouse that way. And, you know, the amazing thing was that once I started figuring it out, and trust me, even though all of that's been, you know, passed by, you know, at least a dozen years, I still learn lessons from it every once in a while. But the immediate lesson was, you know, letting go of the migraines, the constant pain and torture every single day. I had severe migraines, the kind that make you nauseous, you can hardly see. And I woke up with them every single day with that intensity. And I still had to get up, go to work, take care of my child, do everything, you know, take care of the home. Actually, I had my own business in addition to my regular job. And we had a bunch of horses that my daughter and I showed. So I did all of that with waking up every day in that severe of pain. So I needed some change. I was just very slow at doing it. And so I'm hoping that by my experiences, I can help somebody else see the light much sooner than I did. But I knew that I needed to start standing up for myself. I needed to not be everybody's doormat. I needed to not be the word that always came to me was one that I learned in elementary school. And whenever I heard that word, it just resonated with me. And it says, that's who I am. And that was whipping post. I was the one that everybody blamed. Now, and I will say that the term whipping post only pretty much applied to the relationship with my mom. She was heavy into that. You know, my ex never laid a hand on me, never would, you know, so I want to make sure that that's clear. But when I learned about that word as a child in elementary school, that became the word that really made me realize what I was in the family, was the whipping post. I was the one that was blamed for everything. And I just knew that if I had a good job, a successful business, an amazing daughter, and at 36 years old, I had gotten horses for the first time, started working with them and showing successfully, you know, I can't be a complete idiot. But I was being treated that way in my personal life. So I had to stand up for who I was. I had to stand up for myself, and I had to do it for my daughter, because I didn't want her to experience life and see that this was acceptable behavior. I wanted to break that cycle. So I started paying attention to the things that were done, the ways that I felt drained, because it was affecting me physically with illnesses. It was, you know, breaking my body down. And I had to see what it was doing. How could I change this? You know, sure, it's easy to run away, but if you just run away unconsciously, you're going to go right back into the same type of relationship. So that doesn't work. You have to understand what the toxic relationship is teaching you. And then once you do that and you start protecting yourself, then you can be around that person and they won't phase you. And you can hold your own. You can hold on to your own energy. You can hold on to your own self and your sense of who you are. And in doing that, then you can be who you came here to be. And if they can't deal with it, then that is something that they have to deal with on their own. So look at the toxic people in your life who are closest to you. Think about what goes on. Okay, how do they make you feel? What feelings are brought up in an interaction with them? Is it, you know, is there verbal abuse? Is there emotional abuse? Is there physical abuse? Now, obviously, none of those are acceptable, and something needs to happen. If it is physical, you need to get out now. If it is verbal and emotional, you still need to get out. If it's a relationship, you know, you need to get away from all of that, because nobody deserves that. But look at the interactions. Is that toxic person attacking your self-esteem? Or are they attacking your knowledge and wisdom? Is it something that's a jealousy? Or are they trying to mold you into something that you're not? You know, that movie, The Stepford Wives, kind of like comes to mind, where they molded these women, these robots, to be exactly what they wanted, to be the perfect wife and mother and homemaker. So see what you're learning and what you can learn from the toxic relationship. It brings up certain things in your life and in your feelings and in your emotions. And that's where the lesson is. Now, if you can walk away from the relationship, do it. You don't deserve that. You don't need to be in a relationship that is destructive and not supportive. If you can't, then we're going to talk about ways that you can effectively be in contact with the person and not have it drain you so much. But just remember that these situations and these relationships are teaching us a lesson. Quite often, they're a mirror into those things that we need to see for ourselves and we need to learn about ourselves. You know, if you're with someone who is making you feel inferior, quite often you already have that feeling and they're triggering it. And they are pushing those buttons so much that one day you're just going to strike back and you're going to say, no, I am not inferior. I am powerful. That's what that relationship is about. If you feel that you are unattractive, you will attract someone in your life who is going to mirror that, who is going to bring that up. Because if that's what you're feeling, then you're going to get somebody in your life who's going to think that you're unattractive. Or if you're stupid, or, you know, a million things. If you're not capable of being strong in business or whatever it is, you will attract someone who mirrors that. So look at what they are teaching you, what they're showing you. That's a huge lesson for us. And once we see that, then we can start making our own changes to move forward and to grow stronger. That's why they're in our lives. And they may make us crazy. But you know, as soon as we learn those lessons, then we don't need them anymore. And I'm here to tell you, for the ones that made me feel inferior all the time, as soon as I started standing on my own two feet, they ran away screaming. And that's okay. We'll be back and talk about protection in just a couple of minutes.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the iOhm Radio Network.
Ohm Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Ohm Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OHM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Being a radio host on iOHM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OHM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OHM Times endeavor. Host your show with OHM Times Radio Network.
This is OTRFM, part of the iOHM Radio Network.
Welcome back to Healing Light. This is Terry Van Horn, and we've been talking about toxic relationships. Now, we know that toxic relationships bring us lessons, and they show us things in our own lives that we need to learn and actually areas to master in our own life. Now, once you do that, quite often that toxic relationship is going to dissipate. You know, because that person was there and they were feeding off of whatever it is that they were doing to make you feel bad and to pull that energy from you. If it was about self-esteem, self-confidence, and they were draining you of that, they're pulling it all in to help boost their own. But then they're making you feel even less confident, so much more insecure about your life. So what happens when you start figuring this out and you start, you know, speaking your truth, standing your own ground? What happens? Well, for one thing, you're kind of starving them of that energy that they've really been feeding on for a long time. They have two choices. They can either accept the person that you are without their interference, or they can leave and go find somebody else to drain. Now, most of the time, I have to say that they go find somebody else. And while you may miss that relationship, in a sense, you're not going to miss the ways that it affected you, the ways that it harmed you, and in some cases, the ways that it destroyed you. You have to understand that, you know, when you start standing in your truth and you start being who you came here to be, then those people have nothing else to do. They need to go find somebody else to mess with. Quite often, until they start standing in their own truth, you can't have a relationship with them again. Once they do, if they accept you for being the strong and powerful person that you are, then it's great and you can have a relationship with them. But what do you do in the meantime? What do you do, say, if, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up, what am I going to do if I have to do this whole Thanksgiving thing and I have all these, you know, energy vultures that are just waiting at the table for me? Well, let's work on some personal protection. Now, this is really easy. You're going to be amazed at how easy it is. My favorite one is the light bubble. Now, even if you have a hard time visualizing things, you can still do this one. What you do is you just take a moment, close your eyes before you walk out the door, maybe, and you just visualize this big, huge, iridescent bubble surrounding you. Now, you can have this bubble be any color that you want. Doesn't really matter. But know that the bubble is not going to pop. It's thick. And the only thing that it will allow in is love and light. And the only thing that's going to let go out is love and light. So even if Aunt Margie is there at the table ready to go with her little zingers and to feed into your insecurities and drain your energy, she's still going to be there, but she's not going to affect you nearly as much as she normally would. Because you're just going to get a trickle of those feelings and emotions, and you have that barrier to keep her from draining your energy. Now, you can also visualize being in the most peaceful place that you can possibly imagine. And as you're there, you're surrounded by a beautiful golden white light. And this golden white light just completely lights up your body. Now, the golden white light is divine, and that will shield and protect you. I also visualize that, like when I'm in the shower, rather than having water come down over me, For me, it will be like the golden white light coming down and just completely covering me, covering every cell of my skin, every hair on my head. I'm completely covered and encased by this beautiful golden white light. And the amazing thing is, particularly after you leave one of those events, leave people that are like that, that beautiful golden white light shower is also going to take all the negativity and all that nastiness stuff and put it right down the drain where it belongs. So that is an awesome way to protect yourself and to get rid of any negativity that you might possibly feel is lingering. Now, one of the most beautiful and loving ways to go after protection is to ask your angels. You know, our angels are here for us all the time. They want to help us in every way possible. Now, how do you think that old Aunt Margie's going to be if you have Archangel Michael in front of you? Maybe you have Uriel and Jophiel, one on either side. And then you have Raphael behind you. Maybe Gabriel above you, Ariel below you. They can't get to you anyway at all. You're completely surrounded and encased and loved by angels. Nothing's going to get past them. Nothing at all. And that is actually my favorite. I love the shower, but you know, sometimes if I know I'm going to go into something where I'm not completely sure about it, then I will ask the angels to completely surround me. Now, another thing that we can do for ourselves is the power of intention. You know, when we feel as though someone is trying to interfere in our lives, someone's being toxic, they're trying to cause problems for us. You know, if we set the intention that nothing is going to mess with me, then it doesn't. I have an affirmation that I wrote that if you say it in front of the mirror every single day, once or twice, it is powerful. And I want to share it with you. I am a beautiful child of God. I have amazing gifts and am powerful in many, many ways. I can and I will face anything that comes my way, and I will overcome any and all adversity. There is no stopping me on my path for love and light. If you say that or something like that every day, then you're going to be in a position where your energy is much more powerful. It's going to be much stronger. You're going to bring in a great deal more strong and loving people. And that's going to change your life. It will put a protective shield around you, and that you will never, ever have to worry about negativity coming in again. The power of intention and the power of love are two of the most powerful things on the planet. Now, next week, we're going to talk about gratitude. You know, this time of the year, we're always talking about gratitude, and it's Thanksgiving and being grateful for everything that we've been given. But, you know, gratitude is something that we should really focus on all the time. You know, we're going to talk about the benefits of gratitude and how we can stay in a state of gratitude in some of our most challenging times. And it does change your life. Just like that affirmation, everything will change your life if you focus on it. Now, if you need a short little affirmation, one that I keep actually taped to my computer monitor, and I look at it every single day. Today, I am taking back my power. You say that multiple times a day, you will. And heaven help anyone who tries to come in and steal your power. Because you will have reinforced yourself and your aura and your own personal psychic shields to help to keep you safe at all times. And that's what we need to do. We need to learn the lessons from the toxic relationships so that we can build and grow for the future. So thank you so much for joining us. I want to thank everyone who listens live and those who listen to us on the archives. And remember, if you can't catch us live all the time, you can always find us on Om Times Radio or on my website at healinglightonline.com. Thank you for joining us, and I wish you a wonderful and joyous week. Namaste.